The Warriors will face the New Orleans Pelicans in the Western Conference semifinals after moving past the San Antonio Spurs in the first round of the playoffs. Kevin Durant, a 25-point night in this Game 5, with Klay Thompson delivering 24 points. Draymond Green, a double-double with 17 points and 19 rebounds as the Warriors advance with the 99-91 victory. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
I want to start out by congratulating the Spurs on a great series. They put up a hell of a fight tonight. They are obviously a championship organization, and they've been doing this for a long time. And, you know, they're a reflection of their coach. So we're still obviously thinking about Pop. Pop, if you're watching out there, we love you. Our whole team and coaching staff has been thinking about you every day. And your team reflected who you are tonight. They battled every step of the way, and that was a big time fight. And we're lucky to get out of here. So congrats to the Spurs, and we are feeling very fortunate to move on, and we're excited for the next round.
Steve, you guys struggled with the 3-point shot over the last three games, including tonight. How much of that was the Spurs' defense, and how much of that was you guys just not being able to find a rhythm from beyond the arc?
A little of each. I thought their defense was great. You know, they're one of the best defenses in the league, second-ranked defense statistically. They're always a factor. They always seem to make the right rotation, the right read, and they get after you. So they had a lot to do with it. And then we had some open ones that we didn't knock down, but that happens.
Steve, lead's been whittled down to two. You get in that possession, nothing's going on, shot clock's going down. Did you want the timeout there, by the way? Were you calling for the timeout? And then what was your, was it just get some action to get it to Durant out of the timeout?
Yeah, I mean, it was our last timeout, and so I didn't want it. But once the play was dead and Draymond was stuck with the ball without a dribble, I thought it was a great timeout. And Kevin made a huge shot coming out of the timeout. That was obviously a big sequence. And then I think we got a stop on the next play and kind of sealed it. So that was huge.
Draymond had 19 rebounds, more than twice as much as any of the Warriors. How much of a difference did his energy make for you guys tonight?
Oh, Draymond was tremendous tonight. Excuse me. I thought our defense was great all night long, and the game went as I had hoped. You know, we took care of the ball, we moved the ball, and we defended like crazy. It was a rock solid game. It's just in the last 4 minutes we just couldn't score, and so what was maybe a 12-point lead all of a sudden was two, and we had a game on our hands. But other than the final few minutes being unable to score, I thought it was a great effort, and defensively was that's where we had to hang our hat in this series, and I thought we did that.
What'd you learn about your center spot in this series, and what do you think you got from it?
Well, I thought JaVale had a great series. I thought he did a really nice job on LaMarcus. That's a tough matchup for anybody, but he bought us minutes. He hounded LaMarcus, gave him a different look, and then I thought David played his usual role. David is so consistent. We kind of know what he's going to do night in and night out. And Loon played a lot. Loon did a really nice job defensively on all those pick and rolls, getting out onto Mills and Ginobili and switching and rebounding the ball. So we had a solid performance from the centers in the series.
Steve, in the middle, what is playing the Spurs in back-to-back seasons in the playoffs and just going against them regularly? What has that taught your team over these last few years?
Well, I said before the series started that the Spurs always make you do the right things. You know, you will be exposed if you're not attentive and boxing out and rotating and taking care of the ball. And so I think, last year was totally different than this year. This year, our team struggled coming into the playoffs. So the Spurs helped us kind of get our game back in terms of forcing us to defend and pay attention to detail. And obviously, without Kawhi, their team is totally different. But their guys just fought like crazy and made us earn everything we got.
Steve, obviously it's very rare for Coy to have an off shooting night like he did the other night. But what did you see as far as his ability to get easier looks from himself as well as the team?
Yeah, I thought he moved really well without the ball tonight. And he got a couple back cuts for layups that were really important early in the game. The way they've been playing him the last couple games, they've kind of overplayed him out on the perimeter. And I thought he just did a really good job of moving without the ball, and our guys found him. And, you know, you make a couple layups, the jumper is more likely to go in. And I thought those layups kind of got him going in the first half.
Steve, I noticed after the game, you and Manu found each other, hugged, and he even rubbed your neck affectionately. What did you say to him, and what did he say to you?
It sounded better before I said it.
It did, right? Right? Too late. That's my guy. I mean, we were teammates in 2003, a long time ago, and it's amazing to see him out there continuing to play and play with so much joy and passion. So I'm hoping that's not his last game. I just told him I hope he keeps playing because he's been just amazing for the league and so fun to watch night in and night out.
Coach, back here. Coach, you seem to find your defense in this series. It sputtered throughout the regular season, you know, up and down. But how do you find that consistency going forward on the defensive end?
Well, we've got to continue to do the things that we did in this series. You know, we played hard. We played really hard, and we played together and stayed with it. And we held them to 37% shooting tonight, which was great. Our defensive effort for the five games was fantastic. It's obviously going to get more difficult now as we go. So we got to just keep going and keep competing.
Coach, right here, Al Sarasik with the Chronicle. The other day, Klay Thompson said that basically we're a championship team. We're going to come out and play like champions in this game. Can you talk a little bit more on his mindset? And it seemed like he really brought most of the energy offensively to the team in the first half.
Klay was just amazing tonight. And he was great all series. I know he had a tough shooting night in game four, but just an incredible series. His movement off the ball, his energy defensively, what he does for us all year is what he did for us in this series. You know, guard the opposing team's scoring threat on the perimeter and move off the ball and keep our offense going with his movement and his screening and his shooting. So I thought Klay was just fantastic all series.
Hey, Steve, in the middle, any preliminary thoughts on the Pelicans and especially based off of the series they just played?
Well, fortunately, Alvin Gentry doesn't really know what he's doing. So That's a joke. Really happy for Alvin. It was fun watching them play. It's not going to be as much fun playing against them because they present a lot of problems. But Alvin's done an amazing job with the group. They've come together. They're playing at a really high level. And obviously, it's a very different team from the Spurs. They present a lot of different issues. So we'll give the players tomorrow off, and the coaches will get in the war room and get to work.
Steve, how different were they? You saw them early when they had DeMarcus, and you saw them very, very late. How different were the Pelicans early to late when they lost DeMarcus?
Very different team. I mean, obviously, Mirotić has added to their scoring punch and their spacing. And Rondo and Drew Holiday have had a great playoff run so far. And Davis is Davis. So they got a lot of threats. They spread you out. They make it very difficult to cover the whole floor. So we'll have our hands full.
Steve, Pelicans aside, what do you want your team to focus on internally over these next few days entering the next round?
Just the basics, you know. You got to defend, rebound, and take care of the ball. I know it's a cliche, but it's the truth. That's what wins in the playoffs. And guys have to step up and make shots and all that stuff. But what you can control is – is critical, and that means, you know, not skipping any steps, boxing out, making the rotations, knowing the game plan, and just competing like crazy.
Steve, just given the unique challenges that New Orleans presents with their front court, what's kind of your initial thoughts going in as far as how you're going to use the center spot and what's kind of key in matching up with
that? Yeah, we'll talk about that in a couple of days. Honestly, I haven't given them much thought. You know, we've been busy with the Spurs, and I did watch New Orleans. I watched a couple of their games against Portland, and so we have some general idea of what we're facing with the floor spacing and all that, but as I said, the staff will meet tomorrow and we'll kind of get our game plan together.
And for extended post-game coverage, news and features throughout the playoffs, we've got several ways for you to hear Warriors Sound. On the top right corner of the Warriors team app, there's a radio button streaming Warriors Sound 24/7. It's also on our homepage, warriors.com/sound. Plus podcasts in the Apple Podcast app and in the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.